Hey, what's up, peeps? Doug here from Disney Doug TV. All right, so check it out. I just got back from my work trek, I guess we'll call it, down to Bryan, Texas, from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Bryan, Texas is down towards College Station. As a matter of fact, many people call it College Station, en route to Houston, so down south. It's roughly 190 miles from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And anyway, the reason for today's audio boo is because I had to go on a long road trip, I decided to use both AT&T Navigator and Navigon. I used AT&T Navigator on the way down there and Navigon on the way back. And I have to say that I'm going to have to revise my review for AT&T Navigator. There was a couple things that I found out today that I'm not too happy with. It's in my experience, you know, in my experience using it locally here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I had not encountered, and I don't know if it was because I was in an edge connection down south, but three phone calls that I received and answered on my iPhone, with the application going, when the call was terminated, the app would come back up as it's supposed to do, but it could not lock onto GPS signal, even though I had four bars. I mean, I had full signal. As a matter of fact, I think it even did it once during a time where I had 3G coverage, too. So I took a couple screenshots of that, and I'll be, again, revising my review, because if the phone call terminates and the application doesn't restart, you have to exit out of the app, bring it back up, and yes, it's not that big of a deal, but again, when an application is supposed to work seamless, it's supposed to do those things. So a couple negatives that I saw with the app. That's one of the ones that kind of bugged me. Again, check out my revised review here in the next couple days, and you'll see exactly where I'm coming from. Now, as far as Navigon is concerned, I'm really glad that I had not yet published my review of that app, because I found out some cool stuff today that the way that the application works, that driving around locally in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I guess I kind of missed. And yeah, so again, I mean, because of the structure of my review for Navigon, I was carefully choosing my words, because I didn't want to come over as I was completely bashing the application, because it does have some good spots, but I found a couple more good ones today, so I'm going to do my best to put together that review over the next few days. Again, no promises, schedule depending, and then what I may do is I may do a head-to-head feature set between AT&T Navigator and Navigon. So yeah, it was an adventurous day, to say the least. So for all of us here at Dizzy Doug TV, take care, keep it real, and don't let your tech get you dizzy. Later.